The Schenectady City Council has voted against a proposal by Mayor Gary McCarthy to eliminate a city judge position. In Mayor Gary McCarthy's State of the City address, the Democrat announced his proposal to eliminate one of four city court judge positions. One will step down when he turns 70, the mandatory retirement age. A fourth judge was added to the city court by the state legislature in 2013. McCarthy, who was mayor at the time, said he was not consulted on the move. During his January address, the mayor said keeping a fourth judge will be costly.
And the related requirements by the Office of Court Administration has the potential to cost the city in the range of $3 million. Very simply, three city court judges can comfortably handle the caseload, and it makes no sense to potentially waste $3 million.
That $3 million figure comes from an estimate on the cost of building a new courtroom. Fast forward to Monday night when the City Council passed a measure 4-2 that would prevent any changes to the number of City Court judges. City Council President Ed Kosher, who called this special City Council meeting, said the mayor's announcement in January was the first he'd heard on the issue.
My major concern is that we as a council, or at least myself, did not hear about this proposal about eliminating a judge or even thoughts of eliminating a judge until the State of the City address that was given to us just a few weeks ago.
Supporters on the council called any action to eliminate a judgeship premature. Prior to Monday's meeting, Mayor McCarthy was asked about Kosher's legislation by WAMC.
It's an interesting reaction where normally you want to try and save money and reduce the cost of government, and so they've taken an odd position, but I always appreciate the discussion and debate.
The mayor says he's working with state lawmakers to draft legislation to eliminate the judgeship. He points to figures that show a reduction of cases by 24% from 2010 to 2018.
So that the three judges would be able to adequately handle that, and hopefully the legislature will consider that as they go forward.
Meanwhile, members of the city council against the elimination point to a current backlog of cases in city court. Councilmember Lisa Perrazzo.
We entered 2019 with more than 7,000 cases already on the docket. To my knowledge, we do not have idle judges waiting for cases to appear before them.
Kosher suggested that the new courtroom space could be located within City Hall at the current location of the Engineering and Water Departments, with those services relocated to other city-owned office space on Foster Avenue. Kosher said the city receives over $200,000 a year from the state to maintain its courtrooms.
And of course, if we build an additional courtroom, I would assume that there would be some additional funding to go for that as well. So we are not doing this for nothing. We do get paid by OCA. And again, the city is not liable for the judge. We do not pay the judge's fee as do the towns and villages. That is completely funded through New York State.
Prior to the appointment of the fourth city court judge in 2013, visiting judges from Saratoga Springs heard cases in Schenectady. Kosher said the two judges worked in Schenectady 2 to 3 days a week. If the mayor does not sign the measure within 10 days, it will automatically take effect. If the mayor vetoes the legislation, the council would need at least 5 votes to override the veto. With City Councilor John Mutavaren absent Monday evening, the measure would need to come to the floor again. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.